I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Colorado Farm Bureau says while it appreciates efforts to improve the security and consistency of farm labor in Colorado, the latest effort from Washington doesn't quite get it right. The Bipartisan Farm Worker Modernization Act offers a pathway to legalization for current workers and some real reforms to the H-2A visa program. It also adds a mandatory E-Verify system. Zach Riley, Director of Public Policy with the Colorado Farm Bureau, says he sees a lot of room for improvement. He points to changes in the adverse effect wage rate that the employers must pay to all H-2A workers and U.S. workers. The bill freezes the wage rate for 2020 and bans increases greater than 3.25% in a single year or any decreases more than 1.5%.
Sounds really great. I mean, we're freezing it where it is, and it can't be increased more than 3.5%. But then when you do the math, and we took a 23% increase last year, another 3.5%, what's another 3.5%? Because it also limits the ability for that wage to adjust downward. That's not even throwing us a bone here.
Other ag groups, such as the United Fresh Produce Association, said while there is still work to be done, it is pushing elected officials to support the effort. And Western Growers CEO said his organization is likewise committed to moving the Farm Work Modernization Act forward this legislative session. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.